谢谢我们的敬拜团队。
Thank you, our worship team.
带领我们在神的家里一起来敬拜。
Bring us here to worship in the house of the Lord.
也预备我们的心一起来数算神的恩典。
And prepare our hearts to receive God's blessings.
星期四就是感恩节。
This coming Thursday is Thanksgiving.
那教会的惯例呢？今天在今天的联合崇拜，我们也会有一段时间让大家来分享你的感恩事项。
It is our church tradition that we have some time for you to share your blessings later on in the service.
在今天的周报里面，大家应该都有一个小纸片。
In the bulletin, there's an index card.
让你可以事先写下一件最值得你向神感恩的事情。
You can write it the number one thing that you are most thankful of throughout the year.
如果你的周报里面没有那张小卡片的话，
if you don't have an index card within your bulletin,
或者你需要笔的话，
or you need a pen to write with,
我们请你在座位上举一下手，我们请招待发给你。
Please raise your hand and the usher will bring the pen or index card to you.
举一下手，那拿到。
Yeah, please raise your hand.
Yeah, 那拿到的话就再请你手放下，手一直举着，等到你拿到。我们也知道神的恩典怎么样，一辈子我们都述说不尽。
We know we can use our whole lifetime to talk about God's blessing, but still not enough.
但是我们为了要让更多人有机会来分享
，In order to have more people to share the blessings,
所以才特别请大家事先写下你分享的重点。
We encourage you to write down the thing you want to share.
我们不高举人，但是要高举主耶稣在我们生命中的神迹奇事。
We do not exalt other people, but we exalt Christ in our life, for He has blessed us abundantly.
所以我们希望你的分享能够把握简短，在一分钟以内。
We encourage you to finish your sharing within 1 minute.
如果超过一分钟
，If it's over 1 minute,
我们会尽量的温柔的来提醒你。
We encourage you to make a conclusion real quick.
让你也很快能够做一个结论，那希望大家能够了解和见谅。
Yeah, thank you for your understanding and your forgiveness.
在我们进入今天的信息之前，我们先向神献上我们的感恩。
Let's go to the Lord before we go to the message.
至高全能啊，我们的天父。
Our Heavenly Father.
是你拯救了我们。
It's you who saved us.
让我们可以用生命气息来敬拜赞美你。
So we can use our life to worship and praise you.
将一切荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and blessings back to you.
求主你赐福我们今天的聚会。
We ask God to bless this worship today.
让你圣灵带领我们来述说你在我们生命中奇妙的作为。
May the Holy Spirit lead us and bless us in a supernatural way.
让我们这一生要来荣耀你的名。
May we continue to glorify you for our lifetime.
直到主耶稣再来。
Until Christ comes.
我们这样子的感恩祈求
All our thanksgiving praises and blessings
侍奉主耶稣基督的圣名
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ Amen
Amen 2015年
In 2015,
我有机会和师母参加圣地旅游
Mrs. Chu Shimu and I have the honor to visit the Holy Land
那这是耶路撒冷最有名的哭墙
This is the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem and it's real famous
每天都有无数的犹太人在这里祷告。
Every day there are thousands of Jews who come here to pray.
他们在墙前面闭着眼睛前后摇晃。
They pray in front of the wall. They close their eyes and bounce their body back and forth.
时而捶胸，时而举起双手。
Hang on the chest and raise their two arms.
有一个故事就说到一位好奇的游客。
And then as a curious tourist.
就问一位刚祷告完的犹太人。
And ask a Jew who has just finished praying,
你们是为什么事在祷告?
What are you guys praying for?
犹太人回答说, 我为公义祈求。
The Jew replied that we are praying for justice.
为我的家人健康祷告。
The health of our family.
为世界和平祈求。
We pray for world peace.
当然最重要的是我们为耶路撒冷祷告。
And especially we pray for the city of Jerusalem.
那游客就接着问说，那这些祷告，你觉得有效吗？
Then the tourist asked the Jew whether their prayers are effective.
这位犹太人就说，我就感觉好像对一堵墙在说话。
Then the Jew replied, I felt like I was talking to a wall.
当然，我们祷告的时候，大部分都不会面对一座墙。
Of course, when we pray, we don't pray to a wall.
但是我们也知道，神看不见，也摸不到。
However, we also know God that cannot see or cannot be touched.
我们的祷告是否也经常让我们感觉我们是在对空气说话？
A lot of times do we feel like our prayers are like we're talking to thin air?
感谢神，在新约的路加福音里面记载了许多主耶稣的祷告。
Praise the Lord, the Gospel of Luke mentions the most on Jesus praying among the four Gospels.
原来神的儿子也不断地向神祷告。
Even the Son of God prays to his Father a lot of times and frequently.
尤其在拣选十二个门徒的时候，
especially when he chose the 12 disciples.
耶稣独自上山，整夜的向神祷告。
He went up to the mountain and prayed all night.
因为耶稣他不求自己的意思。
Because Jesus does not seek his own will, but the will of his Father.
他单单寻求父神的旨意。今天的经文是在路加福音的十一章一到十三节。
Today's passage is on Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 13.
主耶稣教导门徒如何祷告。
Jesus taught his disciples how to pray.
同时告诉我们，祷告是我们领受神的恩典和蒙福的管道。
But he also showed us that prayers are channels to receive God's grace and blessings.And it's also our response to His grace.
当我们祷告的时候，也是以感恩的心来回应神的恩典。
When we pray, we should pray with a thankful heart to thank all His blessings.
请大家打开圣经，翻到新约路加福音十一章。
Please open your Bible, if you have one, to Gospel of Luke chapter 11.
我们先从第一节念到第四节。
We'll read from verses 1 to 4.
我们会先念中文，再念英文。
Chinese first and then English.
好，我们一起念中文。耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们，赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。接着我们念英文。
Okay. Chapter 11, verse 1. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place. And when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation.
主耶稣他经常的向父神祷告。
Jesus prays to his Father very often.
当他的门徒看见了，也求主教导他们如何祷告。
His disciples have seen all this, and he also asked, and they also asked the Lord to teach them how to pray.
因为在耶稣之前，施洗约翰出来服事的时候，也同样的教导他的门徒祷告。
Before Jesus coming, John the Baptist also taught his disciples how to pray.
所以这里提醒我们，祷告是可以学习的。
That's why we need to learn how to pray.
那在祷告的时候，主耶稣也教导我们，我们要先将天上的父当作我们的父亲。
When we pray, Jesus has taught us that we need to address our Father as our Heavenly Father.
也就是说，我们可以如同一个单纯无助的孩子来到慈爱的父亲面前。
Just like we are the young and helpless children coming before a kind and loving father.
犹太人的社会，父亲是家里属灵的头。
In a Jewish society, the father is the spiritual head of the family.
除了要把儿女养大，更重要的是要负起管教的责任。
In addition to raising up the children, he must take up the responsibility of discipline.
他要教导儿女走当行的道，让他们到老也不偏离。
And teach his children to walk the way, not falling to the left nor to the right, but keep their eyes straight.
不幸的是，我们现在的父母都只看重儿女的学业和这个成绩。
Unfortunately, nowadays, a lot of our parents put their focus on the academic achievement of their children.
只要求他们出人头地、成龙、成富、成凤。
And expect them to acclaim high social status when they grow up.
却不看重儿女的品格和他们属灵的生命。
However, those parents pay little attention to their children's moral character and spiritual growth.
也忙到没有时间跟儿女们建立亲密的关系。
And worst of all, they do not invest time in building up an intimate relationship with their children.
所以祷告是我们刻意的花时间来亲近神。
Prayers is about us intentionally spending time with God.
要刻意的与神建立亲密的关系。
And thus, intentionally building up a relationship with God, our Father.
不是遇到了困难才来找神。
It's not right when we only call to God when we have dire needs.
问题过去了，又把神放到一边去了。
When God has solved our problem, then we forgot about God.
既然神是我们天上的父。
Our God is our Heavenly Father.
我们来到神面前祷告，也表明神拥有绝对的主权。
When we come to pray before Him, we need to express our trust in His sovereignty.
圣经告诉我们，我们的神是全然圣洁的。
The Bible teaches us that our God is holy.
主耶稣的道成肉身更证明了神的国已经降临。
Our God's only begotten Son Jesus, the Word has come and become flesh. And during His incarnation, that proves that the kingdom has come already.
神的旨意也必运行在全地。
His will be done on earth.
所以我们对在祷告的时候，我们是表明我们是全然的信靠和顺服。
So when we pray, we should respond by putting all our trust and obedience in Him.
六年多前，神清楚地让我们众人看见北区职堂的是神的心意。
A little over 6 years ago, God has clearly shown us that it is His will to plant a church in North Houston.
因着我的软弱和小信
I could only see my insufficiency.
我只能看到自己的不足，却看不见神的大能。
Due to my own weakness and lack of confidence, I cannot see the power of God.
但是感谢神，事先已经为我们预备了美好的同工团队。
But thank you, God, for preparing an excellent team of co-workers in advance.
在圣灵的催逼下，我和师母也愿意顺服。
师母 and I submitted to the Holy Spirit's leading and finally obeyed to His will to plant a church in North Houston.
虽然自己常常有软弱的时候，也犯了很多的错误。
I was made and I made a lot of mistakes.
甚至让一些弟兄姐妹因此而跌倒。
Even to the point of letting some brothers and sisters fall.
但是神的旨意必定要成全。
But the will of God must be fulfilled.
因着大家的努力，以及我们母会多年的协助。
But thanks to the concerted effort of everyone and the years of assistance from my mother church, WHCC.
北区教会也准备在明年迈向独立。
New Hope Christian Church is poised to become independent next year.
若主许可，未来的两到三年。
Pray that in the coming 2 or 3 years.
也为我们预备合神心意的牧者。
And also supply us and provide us with
能来继续承接教会的棒子。
Pastoral staff that are to continue the good work he's doing here.
使北区教会可以更健全的成长和发展。
And New Hope can continue to grow more healthily.
请大家持续为我们教会来祷告。
Please continue to pray for New Hope.
在祷告也表明我们相信神的应许。
When we pray, we also believe in God's promises.
相信神必会供应我们在生活上的需要。
Trust that God will provide our daily needs.
这并不是说我们可以无所事事，甚至游手好闲。
That's not to say that we don't need to do anything.
因为殷勤和认真的工作是神对我们每一个人的要求。
It is God's command that we need to do our work diligently and earnestly.
我们都应该要尽上我们自己的责任。
Everyone should fulfill their responsibilities.
而且我们也要先求神的国和神的义。
We must first seek God's kingdom and God's righteousness.
我们一切的需用，神都会供应。
And all our needs will be supplied by our Heavenly Father.
在我们敬拜的时候，我们知道主耶稣已经救赎了我们。
When we worship, we know Christ has saved us.
所以在祷告的时候，我们要确信神已经赦免我们的罪。
So when we pray, we need to affirm ourselves that God has pardoned us already.
同样的，我们也应该要赦免其他亏欠我们人的罪。
In the same token, we also need to forgive those who have sinned against us.
因着弟兄姐妹的包容和接纳。
Due to the tolerance and acceptance of brothers and sisters in Christ.
即使我跌倒了，我也不致全身扑倒。
Even though I fall, but I did not fall completely.
而且神也有能力来保护我们。
God also can protect us.
叫我们不遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And teach us not to be tempted.
圣经清楚地说，神不试探人，我们受试探完全是因为自己的私欲所引起的。
The Bible has clearly said, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one.But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire.
正当的投资理财，做钱财的好管家是应该的。
A good steward invests and manages his investments legitimately.
但是如果我们以投资取巧的心态大玩股票，或是异想天开，想要靠中乐透发财的不劳而获，在神的眼中，这就是贪心。
But both speculating on stocks or buying lotteries are get-rich-quick fantasies. They are greediness in God's eyes.
贪心的结果就是什么？经常是倾家荡产。
And greediness always lead to the result of losing all the monies or maybe families.
除了钱财的试探，我们也要求神保守我们，避免色情、权势。和民生的试探。
Besides the temptation of money, we also need to pray for the protection for temptation on lust, power, fame.
祷告帮助我们定睛在神。
Prayers keep our eyes focused on Christ.
让我们单求神的荣耀，而不求自己的荣耀。
Allowing us to seek His glory and not our own.
从主耶稣的教导，我请问大家，我们祷告的时候。谁是那位真正的主角？
According to the teaching of Christ, do you think who is the main character of his parable?
是祷告的人，还是我们祷告的对象那一位神呢？
Is the one who is praying, or to the one whom we pray to?
好，标准答案。
Good answer, God.
都是神。好，那为了帮助我们明白祷告。
According to help us to pray,
要让我们知道祷告完全是神的恩典。
To pray is completely God's grace and blessings.
耶稣继续用半夜求饼的比喻。
God uses the parable of the midnight bread.
在这个比喻当中，一开始耶稣说：“你们中间谁？”
When the parable begins, he asks, "Which of you who?"
表明这是一个假设的语气。
Clearly demonstrate this is a parable.
虽然不一定是真实发生的事情，但是对于当代人他们都可以了解。
Even though this is a real story, but nowadays people can really come to make a sense out of it.
这边故事里面提到说，有一个人半夜跑去敲邻居家的门。
In the story, there's a person who comes to knock on his neighbor's door in the midnight.
因为自己的家里来了一位不速之客。
Because his family comes and a visited, unplanned a visitor.
不幸的是，自己没有食物可以招待这位远来的朋友。
Unfortunately, he doesn't have food to bring to his friend.
看到朋友饥肠辘辘，他只得去隔壁敲邻居家的门，要借三个饼。
看到a visitor, we see a visitor who come and ask for three loaves of bread.
当时的农业社会，我们知道是日出而作，日落而息。
In the farming society back in the days of the parable, people get up to work in the sunrise and rest when the sun sets.
门内的主人早就带着孩子们上床睡觉。
The master in the room already went to bed with his children before midnight.
大家要知道，两千多年前家里没有电灯。
As you probably know, there were no electric lights 1,000 years ago.
所以门内的人要摸黑起床。
Therefore, the man inside the house needed to get up in the dark.
要点亮了油灯才能去拿饼。
And lighted an oil lamp before he could go and get the loaves.
还要把门栓打开才能把饼送给门外的朋友。
Then he had to unlock the bolts of the door and brought the bread to his friend outside the door.
如果把孩子们吵醒了，还要重新的哄孩子们睡觉。
If he had awakened his children in the process, he had to make them fall asleep again.
在这种情况下面，即使外面敲门的是自己的朋友。
Under the circumstances, it's normal for the man inside the house does not get up.
门内的主人当然是不想起床。
He doesn't even want to get up.
但是经文说，因为门外的人情辞迫切，不断的请求。
But the Bible said because of the impudence of the friend outside the door,
门内的主人只得起来，按照门外朋友的需要给他。
The man of the house will get up and give him whatever he needs.
在这里，情辞迫切，中文的新译本更是翻译的更贴切，叫做厚颜无耻。
The Greek word of impudence is translated into shamelessness and boldness in the New Chinese version, and they better explain the original text.
请问，在耶稣的这个比喻当中，谁是这个比喻的主角？
Now again, who is the main character in this story?
是门外敲门求饼的人，还是门内要起床给饼的人？
Is the person outside the door or the one inside the house who gives up, who gets up and gives bread to his friend?
我听到大部分人说是门外敲门的人。
I heard a lot of people say it's the person outside the door knocking.
但是我们看经文的时候，我们通常要到这一段经文的结论来看。
When we read the scripture, we also need to read the conclusion of the passage.
请大家用自己的语言，我们从十一节念到十三节。
Please use your own preferred language to read from verses 1 to 11.
你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反拿蛇当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋，反给他蝎子呢？你们认为这些答案是什么？
What do you think the answer is?
都是不会发生的，对不对？都应该是不可能发生的。
It's not going to happen.
那我们再来念结论第三节，十三节。
Now I'm going to read 9 to 13.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父，岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？从耶稣的结论，主角又回到谁了？
From the conclusion of Christ, who do you think the character is?
讲到父亲，讲到地上的父亲，又转换到天上的父。
He's talking about Father and our Heavenly Father.
所以主角似乎又回到天父了。
So the main character, Jesus, is referring to our Heavenly Father.
感谢神，当我在神学院进修的时候。
Praise the Lord that the professor at the seminary
老师从不同的角度让我们对这段经文有更进一步的了解。
Pointed out to different viewpoint when we were getting equipped.
耶稣的比喻关键在第八节的经文。
The key turning point of this passage is in verse 8.
情辞迫切的直求，这全部原文只是一个字。
Impotence.
原文只是一个字，它负面的解释是羞耻。
The original word in Greek has a negative connotation of shame and positive.
那正面的解释就是除去羞耻。
And the positive connotation is to remove shame.
为了要来维护自己的荣誉。
For maintaining one's honor.
请问大家有羞耻心和荣誉心好不好？和荣誉感好不好？
Do you think it's okay to have shame and a sense of honor?
当然好啊。
Of course,
没有羞耻心就糟糕了，对不对？
If you don't have it, then it's really bad.
何况我们的神是有满有怜悯和恩典。
Good thing is the Lord is full of merciful and gracious.
不轻易发怒，而且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
因为他的圣洁和公义绝对不会让自己的名受羞辱。
Because of his holiness, he's going to protect his name, and his name is not going to be shamed.
按照当时的习俗，接待外地的客人是全村人的责任。
Back in those days, it's a custom in the East that the whole village is responsible for being hospitable to guests from out of town.
如果门内的主人他不肯起床的话，将使全村的人受到羞辱。
If the man inside the house does not get up and give bread to the visitor, the whole village is going to be shamed.
所以第八节更好的翻译应该是：我告诉你们。虽不因门外的人是朋友起来给他，但因门内的人要维持自己的荣誉，就必须起来照他所需用的给他。
So therefore, this is a better explanation of verse 8. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything, because he is his friend, yet because of his honor, he, the person inside, will rise and give him.The person in outside, whatever he needs.
门内的人就是象征着我们的神。
The person inside the doors symbolizes our heavenly Father.
为了维护自己的荣誉。
To maintain his honor and protect his honor.
即使我们不配得，他也会满足我们的祈求。
Even though we don't deserve it, he will still get up and satisfy the needs of ours.
我们知道神的计划常常会因为我们的祷告而改变。
We know God's ways can change because of our prayers.
但是神的本性和神的旨意是完全没有转动的影儿。
But there's no variation or shadow due to the change of His will and His attributes.
当先知约拿在尼尼微城的时候，他宣告了神的审判。
When Prophet Jonah proclaimed the judgment in Nineveh,
他说：“再等40日，尼尼微必倾覆了。”
Jonah said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown."
这个信息带来全城的悔改。
The news brought the whole city of Nineveh to repent.
百姓离开所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴。
Everyone turned from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands.
神查看了尼尼微城他们的行为，就后悔。
God saw what they did, how they turned from evil way, and God relented of the disaster.
不把所说的灾祸降于他们。
God relented the disaster.
所以我们的神他是有怜悯慈爱的神，他不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Our God is merciful and gracious, and He does not wish that any will perish.
所以我们要常常向神祷告，至少有以下的几个原因。
He just wants us to repent. That's why we need to pray often.
让我们继续用自己习惯的语言来念第九节。
We use our preferred language to read verse 9.
我要告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。 因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。祷告是让我们领受神的怜悯和信实。
Prayers allow us to receive God's mercy and goodness.
即使我们仍然还在等候神的时间。
We may need to wait on God's timing patiently.
我们也知道神的回应不一定会按照我们所求的。
And there are times that his response is not what we asked.
但是我们要确信的是神必定垂听我们的祷告。
One thing we know for sure is God is willingly listening to our prayers.
因为圣经允许我们说耶和华喜爱敬畏他和盼望他慈爱的人。
The Bible has taught us the Lord loves pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love.
使徒彼得也说，因为主的眼目看顾义人，主的耳听他们祈祷。
Apostle Peter has said, For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers.
更宝贵的是，当我们接受耶稣的那一刻，天父就已经将圣灵赐给我们了。
The most treasure we can give from God is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit at the moment we accept Christ to be our Savior.
罗马书说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
In Romans 8:16, it said, The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
既然是神的儿女，我们就可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
Now that we are children of God, so let us draw near to the throne of God and receive his mercy.
向天上的父来求怜悯和恩典，因为父神他已经应许我们要永远与我们同在，成为我们随时的帮助。
Because he has promised us to help us and provide us forever, so allow us to receive his mercy and grace with confidence.
即使在我们软弱无助的时候，甚至不知道什么时候祷告的时候，圣灵也用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Even though in our weakness, the Spirit helps us to pray.
圣灵会按照神的旨意为我们来祈求。
When we don't know how to pray,The Spirit Himself intercedes for us.
两个月前，我参加了教牧同工的退休会。
In September, I attended the pastoral retreat.
因为感染了败血症，我临时失去了知觉。
I contracted septicemia and was unconscious.
被救护车紧急送到医院。
I was unconscious when the ambulance took me to the nearest hospital.
躺在病床上的我。我什么都不能做。
I couldn't do anything when lying on the bed.
我唯一能做的就是呼求神的怜悯和医治。
The only thing I can do is to plead to God for His mercy and His healing hands.
结果，感染科的医生刚好是西区教会英文堂的会友。
Incidentally, the attending doctor of infectious disease happened to be a member of WXCC's Matter English congregation.
因着神的恩典，三天不到，这位医生就让我出院回家休养。
Upon God's grace, within 3 days, I was released and go home to recuperate.
一个多月的静养，让我体会到自己的软弱和有限。
More than a month of rehabilitation, I learned that I'm weak.
也让我领受到神的教导，不是。我能做什么，而是神要我做什么。
It also taught me that it's not what I can do, but it's what God wants me to do.
在这段时间，感谢教牧同工以及教会领袖，他们通通都承担了我的责任。
It's God's grace that during this time, all pastoral staff and brothers and sisters express their loving kindness and care for about us.
更让我和师母经历了弟兄姐妹的爱心和关怀。
This allow us, Jumo and I, well, Pastor Ju, experience all your love.
十一月是感恩的季节。
November is Thanksgiving.
我们也要感谢所有在教会服事以及小组服事的弟兄姐妹同工们。
We also need to say our thank you and gratitude all to all the co-workers, especially the small group co-workers.
我们后面有一张桌子。
There's a table in the back.
请每个人拿笔跟一个记事本写下同工的名字和你对他鼓励的话。
There are sticker pads and pens. You can use them to write names of the coworker.
把你感恩的话按照不同的事工贴在后面的玻璃上。
Say your thanksgiving and stick your sticky note on the glass.
大家已经看到有已经有很多纸条贴在上面，都是过去大家写的。
You can see there are a lot of praises on the panes already.
小组事工是在另外一边。
Small group ministries on the left-hand side of the stage.
如果你看到上面有你的名字，你可以把这个纸片带回家。
If you see a sticker note that has your name on it, you can take it home.
你也可以等到月底再带回家，再一起把它收集带回家。
You can wait till the end of the month and collect all those which has your name.
因为你知道我们要彼此鼓励，而且神也纪念大家在主里的辛劳。
We know that we need to encourage each other, and God also wants us to remember of His work.
在今天信息结束前，让我们继续来念腓立比书四章六到七节。
Before we finish the message, let's read Philippians chapter 4, 6 to 7.
应当一无挂虑，
Do not be anxious
只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。所以我们要以感恩的心用祷告来到父神的面前。
We need to say our thanksgiving from the bottom of our heart so we can come to the Lord.
我们就能在主耶稣基督里领受出人意外的平安。
Then we can receive the supernatural peace from our Christ.
祷告不但帮助我们来领受神的怜悯和信实。
Doesn't only help us to receive the grace and mercy and also goodness.
确信神与我们同在。
It also affirms God is with us.
更是我们对神恩典应有的回应。
It is also our response to God's grace.
我们请敬拜团队上来带领我们唱回应诗歌，在 In Christ Alone, 在基督里。
Worship team.